Kenobi paused as the white noise seemed to resolve into a clear comm signal, but it vanished again. There was still no window to make contact with Coruscant. But then, neither were you. I had a better excuse, said Anakin. And I didn't play the brat in the middle of a war, either. You're not that much older than she is.
Oh, I am, Master, Anakin said quietly. A lifetime older.
Kenobi just looked at him, one eyebrow slightly raised. There might have been the suggestion of a smile under the beard. Then it faded as he appeared to realize what Anakin meant.
Yes, I know what war does to you, Kenobi said at last. He didn't ask Anakin to go on, although he must have felt his pain from time to time in the Force. But it was more than the war. Kenobi never asked for any details about what had happened on Tatooine, and whether that was from tact or disinterest, Anakin didn't know.
Well then, you're old enough to cut her some slack.
You don't know what it is to love, Master, or to lose. You didn't even know your own mother.
Anakin hadn't yet settled on a consistent view of his former master, and he still called him Master and thought of him as such. So that half-smile, benign as it was, made him wonder if he was being scolded. Sometimes he felt Kenobi was stability and safety. Sometimes he thought he was an overbearing older brother who held him back and even competed with him. He'd told Padme that. She'd been taken aback by it.
And he didn't want to take me as a Padawan, did he? He only did it out of duty.
Anakin often found himself ambushed by thoughts he didn't want. It was even worse sometimes than the recurring memory of the Tusken village, because he only had to face its ghosts. But it was harder to handle his sporadic resentments and doubts about a master he cared for and respected.
I've got some maintenance to do, Anakin said, grabbing a battered comlink from the makeshift console. I'll be back soon.
It was his hint that he wanted some space. Kenobi never asked why. Usually it was to find privacy to calm Padme or to compose a message to her he could send when he next got a chance. It was hard to be apart. It was even harder to keep their relationship secret.
No attachments, I know. But I can't live that way, Master.
Anakin found a quiet room 2 floors beneath the observation level and settled into a corner. The room must once have been an entertainment suite. A large holovid projector jutted from one wall, cables exposed, framed by the pockmarks and scattered black debris from a cannon round that had passed through the room to leave a hole in the far wall. Plush, upholstered seats, brilliant green Faris shimmer silk with a close-cut pile, lay tipped on one side, pleakwood legs snapped off, pale stuffing spilling onto the floor in a way that looked distressingly like brain tissue. Anakin dismantled the comlink almost without thinking, the probes and micro-spanners as natural in his hands as an extension of his own body. Putting things back together was soothing. It gave him control over events just long enough to calm his thoughts.
Sky Guy. I'll bet she thinks that's cute. It's just juvenile.
Ahsoka really annoyed him. He wasn't sure why, beyond the fact that he didn't relish responsibility for or power over others. And she talked too much. And she was far too cocky in that naive, chirpy, why-can't-we-fix-it way, as if he and the clone troopers had never been in combat before. When it came to battle, well, he'd still take lessons from them, thanks, and she could do the same.
The Jedi Council didn't want me either. Being the Chosen One didn't count for anything. Master Yoda wouldn't train me or Windu.
Every member of the Jedi Council had had something more pressing to do than help him work out what this terrible, galaxy-changing power of his meant, and how he should live in its shadow. He still wasn't sure. Anakin recalled standing there in that grand, polished Jedi Council chamber, surrounded by what felt like fear and disdain and bewilderment. Who were those masters to feel bewildered when he was the one uprooted from everything he knew and told he had a destiny? And feeling that the only person there who cared if he lived or died was Master Qui-Gon Jinn. And they stopped him training the Chosen One. Qui-Gon hadn't cared what the Jedi Council said. He'd trained him anyway. A Padawan in all but name.
Why am I thinking of all this now? Haven't I put it behind me? Haven't I had enough bad memories since then to take their place? Haven't I vindicated Master Qui-Gon?
If he was consumed by anything, it should have been the death of his mother. Right then, he wasn't even thinking of Padme. Anakin realized he'd reassembled the comlink without even being conscious of it.
He tested the power switches. It worked first time. Sometimes the little victories made all the difference. Maybe she's like me. Maybe no one else wanted to train her either. Anakin didn't want to do it, but he knew how it felt to be rejected. It was time to see if he could repair the rocky start to his relationship with his new Padawan as easily as he'd fixed the comm link.